Well, family and friends and Australian cricket royalty have all gathered in Townsville today to farewell the late legendary all-rounder Andrew Symonds. 2 weeks after his tragic death, where the car he had been driving left a roadway and flipped, his private funeral service was adorned with hats, a cricket bat, a crab pot and bouquets of flowers. Nine News' Queensland reporter Reece D'Alessandro was in Townsville today to cover the memorial and he's on the line now. Reece, thanks for joining us on Drive.
Not a problem, Scott. Always a pleasure.
Now, you've been up north today. I understand there were some very, very heartwarming tributes to the man known as Roy.
Yeah, there most certainly was. We're still here at the moment, Scott. I can tell you the public memorial now here at Riverway Stadium in Townsville is still underway at the moment on stage. Ricky Ponting, Darren Lehman, and a few others who are all sort of sharing their experiences and their stories with the mate that they knew as Roy, not just the cricket player, the legendary all rounder that was Andrew Symonds. It's been a difficult day for his family, as you can imagine. But a very moving service is what we've been told in that private funeral earlier today. So happening now still is that public service at the private funeral, according to his good mate Adam Gilchrist. He has said it was moving, it was emotional, but it was fitting, and they think that even Roy might have liked this one. Obviously, he's been pretty shy of the limelight, and it's certainly that we've been told that his stature in private doesn't really fit the cult following that he had in public. But they're saying that it's so fitting that even Roy might have liked this here today, Scott.
Now, as you said, a big turnout. I assume there was quite a lot of the famous and legendary players from the cricketing world there.
Oh, absolutely. Most certainly. We've seen Ricky Ponting. We've seen Ian Healy. We've seen Brett Lee. I think I might have even seen Alan Border a little earlier as well. They're all here. All of the names that you can think of, Scott, all of the Australian cricket royalty, they are all here today to share their stories. And it's not just them either. He had friends in rugby league. He's got fishing mates and crabbing mates up this way, up in North Queensland as well. He's touched the lives of so many, and most of them still coming to terms with the shock of his passing a couple of weeks ago. I mean, what we're seeing today is just story after story about the man they called Roy, and they're all ending in laughter. So while the mood is quite sorrowful and certainly was this morning, I think this afternoon it's more about sharing those fond memories here, Scott. Absolutely. But no, you've hit the nail on the head there, mate. There's pretty well every member of the Australian Cricket Hall of Fame is here today.
All right, Reece, appreciate that. And we'll see your full report on Nine News tonight.